catching up on the 2018 crop year with Nick Hastetti with FMC Corporation. Nick, can you give us an overview of what you've been seeing as it's coming out for harvest?
Sure. So harvest has been somewhat delayed with all the moisture that we have. And so we have been hearing more about seed quality issues, things like that, and soybeans in particular. So throughout the summer, we started picking up more frog eye leaf spot pressure about middle of July, and certainly we've had pretty consistent moisture ever since then. So it brought on quite a bit of fungal infection, and so we had the leaf infection that was occurring. That translated into pod infection, was able to colonize on the seeds, and we do have some discoloration that's been happening and some dockage that's occurring at the elevator.
When it comes to marketing that crop for this year, is there anything that a farmer can kind of take back as lessons learned or could be beneficial in the year ahead?
I think so. I mean, we can always learn from the previous year and maybe even the previous 10, 20 years, however long they've been farming. But certainly as we think about management tactics and what we should do in terms of disease management, there's a lot of different factors that need to be considered. Always got to start with the disease triangle. You got to have the host, the pathogen, and the environment to favor that disease infection. But as we're making our plans, maybe it's December, January time frame, we got to think about what variety are we going to pick? What does the tolerance look like? Also, what's our surface residue look like? A lot of this inoculum is going to be harbored in that surface residue. So if we're in a monoculture type situation, maybe corn after corn, soybean after soybean, and we have maybe more conservative tillage that's occurring in minimum till or strip till type of environments, that's really the stage to see more disease pressure. So got to think about maybe selecting that resistant variety and also employing a fungicide as well to really help us manage that disease throughout the season.
It's been a wet harvest in some parts of the Corn Belt. Vomitoxin showing up in the Eastern Corn Belt. What does that mean at this time for those that are still finishing up harvest?
So, you know, that can certainly cause some issues in terms of marketing that grain and even getting some dockage, things like that. When I think about vomitoxin, certainly I consider all the lodging that we've been seeing. And so when that grain or the ear of corn kind of hits the ground, you're kind of opening up the door to see more vomitoxin. Also, we've had a fair amount of corn earworm pressure, maybe western bean cutworm, depending upon where you're at. And so as the insect gets into the ear and starts feeding, that's another entry point for some of the vomitoxin type of pathogens as well.
Is there any crossover for next year that would be a concern as well?
So certainly, I mean, again, our residue is going to harbor some inoculum, but as we develop these management plans and make sure that we get a plan in place to ensure our stalk integrity and just overall disease management, insect management throughout the season, that's going to be paramount in being successful in 2019.
Any other topics you're talking about today with FMC?
We've been talking a fair amount about weed resistance. That's always kind of top of mind at every trade show that we go to and just even just discussions that we might have with our customers. But when we think about resistance in my area, Illinois, Indiana, in terms of weeds, we're focusing on the pigweeds, water hemp, Palmer amaranth, maybe giant ragweed as well as it relates to glyphosate. But as we focus more on the small-seeded broadleaves, the pigweeds, really got to manage them in the soil. So focus on the soil seed bank. Don't let them go to seed, because if they go to seed and that seed goes back into the bank, that's going to secure future problems. And so we really focus on overlapping residual concepts. We want to start with an authority brand at planting. Of course, we do have a new authority product that we launched this year. And so we'll be doing kind of a more full-scale launch in 2019. But it's a premix of pyridoxasulfone, which is a group 15 herbicide, helps us with our grasses, small-seeded broadleaves, and it's premixed with sulfentrazone, which is a group 14. So two effective sites of action on our pigweed species. We always recommend coming in early post with an overlapping residual treatment of like an Anthemax type product, lay that next layer of residual down, and hopefully get us to canopy.
And Nick, any last comments for farmers?
So really what I want farmers to know and think about is certainly planning for the 2019 season, and think about what happened in 2018, maybe years prior. How do we tweak that program to be more successful and employ those robust pest management programs? Also that, with the DuPont integration that FMC recently underwent, we did pick up a good portion of R&D. And so we're back in discovery. We're in the forefront of bringing new molecules, new tools to growers, and we're very excited to get those into our growers' hands.
Again, Nick Hastetti with FMC, thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.